before your throne.
Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I
Good morning, everybody. Time to take your seats, your socially distanced seats. Remember, we need to stay 1.5 meters away from the next family group. How far is 1.5 meters? Yeah, it's at just under 5 feet. 4.92 feet, thank you. If you don't know how big 4.92 feet is, it's about 1.5 meters. It's about the size, if you can picture a magpie with their full wing stretched, and another magpie next to that, full wing stretched. I don't know if that's helpful or not, but that's about 1.5 meters. So we need to be doing that. Hopefully you've signed the COVID register when we came in, because we need to be doing that as well. Sanitizing your hands, all the things that are required of us. We are having morning tea this morning for the first time. Hooray. We're not going to put our chairs and tables. We haven't done that. But there will be individually wrapped servings of biscuits, tea and coffee, and then someone will serve you with the hot water and the milk. You'll figure it out when you get up there. Social distancing up there as well. If you wanted to stay around for a longer period, I would encourage you to find someone you don't know, and after church, spend some time with them. Get to know someone new in a different space. Come and meet them at morning tea and then move on somewhere else. Invite them to lunch, something like that. Speaking of lunch, we have picnic in the park today at what's it called? Curramunda Park, which is on the north side of the Curramundi Lake there. So you'll be able to find us there at 12:30. BYO everything. During church today, we are having Kids Zone. Jess will come up at the right time and she'll talk you through that and take the kids, or Brittany will take the kids out to Kids Zone. Straight after church, Junior Soldiers today. If you're a Junior Soldier, hopefully you'll know all about that as well. This week, a couple of things are starting, and one of the big things is Lift, Ladies in Fellowship Together. They've been on a break for how long, Jan? About 4 or 5 months. It's felt like forever, but this week you're invited back. She did send a letter out. The letter hasn't come yet. Thank you, Australia Post, but it will come. But she will ask you to be here no earlier than 9:30 for morning tea at 9:45. Ladies in Fellowship Together. If you have more questions about that, please see Jan. Hello, Jan. Hello, Jan. Do I have anything else I need to say? That's about it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God today for this wonderful, glorious day when we can meet together and worship Him. Thank you, James.
Psalm 100, as we begin our worship today, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, and we are his. Note that. We are his. It is he who has made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. And so we're going to sing together our opening song, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Let's stand and sing.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
He took my sins and sorrows. He made them his very own. I'm going to say that again. He took my sins and sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore my burden, to Calvary, and suffered and died alone. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Let's sing verses 3 and 4.
He took my sins and sorrows and made them his very own. He bore my burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy rings, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy rings, unending love, amazing grace. Shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
And as you remain standing, I'd like to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving today for our faithful God. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that you are our faithful, good, and righteous God. You are the Lord who always keeps your promises. You are the God who is gracious and merciful. We thank you for your faithfulness throughout the centuries, throughout the generations. You have always kept your promises. Your plans for our salvation have been unwavering. Thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us and guiding us and being ever present. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you that you are always with us and you will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, and for all that you've given to us. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy and faithful. We are grateful that we are able to gather today to worship you. May our worship honour you, our faithful God. Amen. Be seated, please.
Kids time.
Good morning. Hey, everyone. Hey, kiddies. All right, so kids time is going to look a little bit different today. So kids, just stay where you are. You're not going to come out the front today. But if you do have any exciting news that you want to share with everyone today, just pop your hand up and yell it out to me. Kira. Okay, you can say it in here. Might be easier. You're close.
On the weekend, I babysitted a dog.
Awesome. Babysit a dog. That must have been fun. And did you have news as well, Jacinta?
You know, I have a puppy and a trampoline.
Jacinta has a puppy and a trampoline. That's really exciting. Any other news from the kiddies over here? Okay, shout it out. Pardon? Ethan and Luke have got Roblox. That's super exciting. It's a game. If anyone hasn't heard of Roblox before. Sophie, Levi? They have chickens. We have chickens. How exciting. They're very messy, by the way. Levi. Levi found out yesterday that he can feed his chickens giant crickets. Yeah, cool. So that's exciting. Lots of news, lots of animal news today, isn't it? It's the theme. So today, kiddies, you're going to go up with Brittany up to the main hall. And yeah, so that will be exciting. We're following on from last week on the parable of the farmer. So that's really cool. So parents, if you just want to hang out here, kids will go up into the main hall and you're welcome to go and collect them after the church service finishes. If you can make your way straight up there, that will be great. All right, so Brittany's just up there. So go and follow Brittany. Kids, do you want to give everybody a wave? Wave as you go, because we can't really give high fives at the moment. But if you'll hop up, head up the hill, because you've got young, fit legs. You can race up the hill there with all your energy. Look at them. Look at the energy they have. Where's your energy today? You should have seen Brittany before church started running up the hill there. She didn't even stop to give me a hand up the hill. Now, I'm going to have a chat in the chapel. Do you like that theme? Chat in the chapel. Last week, Tim had a chat in the chapel with Ray. And today, I'm going to have a chat in the chapel with Jess. Can you hear me at the back there? Just give me a quick hands up. Excellent. Hear me in the mezzanine level over there? Excellent. All right, Jess, come and have a chat. Can you welcome Jess? We'll just get Jess, hold it nice and close, Jess, and say,
good morning.
Yay. So if you haven't met Jess, we just had kids time with Jess, and now we have Jess. So it's very easy to understand. If there's a mum around the place, odds are it could be Jess. So Jess, other than knowing that your name is Jess, and most of you might either if you don't know Jess very well, you probably recognise her. And we know at Christmas time, Jess goes absolutely crazy for Christmas. Yeah. And we appreciate what she does in getting that organised. But Jess, can you just tell us a couple of little facts about you?
I have less than 4 months until I finish my degree. On my Bachelor of Nursing. I have 4 children of mine, but I'm not sure if many of you know that I actually have a nearly 20-year-old stepson. That's about it.
So 4 months, four children plus one.
Yep.
Any other four things you can think of?
No.
No. I've got a couple of questions for Jess. I could come up with four questions.
Well, there you go.
All right, no, I won't do that many. I think I've got three questions. And the first question for Jess today is, what was really, really tricky? So you're at home mm-hmm. with four children. Lockdown happens. COVID happens. Can you tell me what was really tricky for you during that time?
Homeschooling Dylan. He's very lazy.
How old is Dylan?
He is 11. And just wants to play Roblox.
Right. Tricky. But you obviously got through it because here we are. Everyone's back at school and yep. they survived.
They did.
And you did your well. Best teaching job ever.
Yeah, some days.
It was a challenge and I'm kind of glad I'm not in that education world anymore and that my big boy is big enough to look after himself.
I'm glad I'm not in the education game. I would not make a very good teacher at all.
So Jess, that was a tricky thing. Anything else that you found really tricky about being in that kind of isolated space during that time?
No, I actually quite enjoyed it besides the homeschooling.
So what was one of the benefits or the pluses for you out of that time?
Having day pajamas and night pajamas.
So you spend the day in your pajamas and then at night you get changed into your nighttime pajamas and then in the morning you get back into your day pajamas.
Yep. And not worrying about anyone coming to the door and seeing you in your pajamas.
I have a sneaking suspicion that someone else here might have enjoyed time in their pajamas. Can I have a show of hands if you really enjoyed time in your pajamas?
Yeah.
Oh, you did say when we were coming back, if you felt more comfortable, you're welcome to wear your pajamas, but I don't see anyone here wearing your pajamas. So, Jess, so we talked about what was good, what was bad. Can you tell me what God has been teaching you through this time? What was something that you learned?
To be still. So it was my goal for 2020 to be still and to listen to him. I was always super busy trying to do everything that I thought God wanted me to do. So I just really wanted to take a step back and really like sit at the feet of Jesus. And he really made sure I did that, and which was really good to learn to be still.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What a great goal, hey? To be still before God and to hear his voice and to know him better. Thanks for sharing with us. I'm just going to pray with Jess. What an exciting time she's got ahead of her the rest of this year. Finishing nursing. What do you hope to be doing at the end of your degree?
To get a job.
That's it. We will join you in praying for that. I'm going to pray for Jess. Would you like to just join me in prayer as we pray for Jess? God, I want to thank you for Jess and for the witness that she is to your love, the witness that she is to your transforming power and hope in her life. God, we pray for Jess. And for the children, and for this time when study has almost come to an end, lots more to do, but when it's finished, God, we just pray that your will be done. We pray for the perfect job for Jess and for the family, and that your hand will be on them, that you'll bless them abundantly. We thank you for them being part of our church here, Lord, and we pray that we continue to see them grow in you and in love. We pray these things and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bill, will you come and read the scripture now, please? I'm just making a slight change. So the reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 1 to 9. And I've asked Bill particularly to read it from the King James Version, all right, this morning. So Bill is going to read 1 Corinthians 1 to 9. Which is the text of our message for this morning.
Yes, it is inside the newsletter if you wish to follow. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ, Jesus called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the and with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you into the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Did you hear those words? God is faithful. God is faithful. And that's one of the key points of our message this morning. So as we prepare our hearts to receive the word of God today, I want you to listen. Just sit quietly where you are and listen to a song. Forever God is faithful. If you know it, you can sing along, but just remain seated and just drink in this morning. Reflect on the faithfulness of our God as this song plays this morning, and then I will share the message from God's word for today.
Find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I behold your face, singing what a faithful God am I. What a faithful God am I. You are. What a faithful.
Faithful God, what a faithful God.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. One. Good. Good morning. Great to see you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Lots of questions throughout our message today. Lots of questions. My first question is, who are you? Now, I'm James Condon. Now, most of you know that. Oh, well. What's something you don't know about me? I thought about that. Now, some of you know this. My real name is not James Condon. Aha, some of you didn't know that. It's Raymond James Condon. All right? Raymond. Hi. Hi, Raymond. Thank you. Good. Okay. Yes, my mother decided my name would be Raymond James Condon. But after I was about 2 years old, she didn't like it anymore. So she changed it just to James. Now, some of you knew that. Jan knew that. Ah, right. What's something else you don't know about me? Who am I? Now, not many of you might know that I was a baker before I went to college to do my training to be a Salvation Army minister. I was a baker. Now, don't get it wrong. I didn't bake bread. I delivered it. Remember those days when the baker used to deliver the bread? And do you know how much a sliced loaf of bread was when I delivered the bread? Because I had the book, and Mrs. Noakes got 4 loaves of sliced bread, and it was 92 cents, 23 cents a loaf. Who can remember that? Put up your hand. Oh, yes. Thank you, Rod. All right. Glad you remembered. Now, our name, if I say, who are you, most likely you will give me your name. But who are you? Who are you? That's what I want to ask you this morning. I could say I live at such and such an address. My parents were. I was a baker. I was this or that or whatever. But who are you is my first question this morning. And I want to go right to our scripture, to the very opening verse this morning. Paul says in verse 1, Paul, gives his name, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. I want to say to you this morning, Paul knew who he was and he knew his mission in life. An apostle of Jesus Christ, or to use another word, an ambassador or a spokesman. He knows how he got there. Did you note it? By the will of God. By the will of God. Paul knows who he is, and he talks about it in so many of his writings. Talks about his thorn in the flesh, talks about his struggles when he says, the good I want to do, I don't do. In Romans 7, he talks about suffering, he talks about sleepless nights, being awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. He talks about the Son of God who loved him and gave himself for him. Now, one of my life's verses, we use that expression, is one of Paul's. Not in this reference, but Jan knows, and I hope you're around. I want you to come to my funeral, all right? Okay, but Jan knows, so she better be around. That this verse is one of my verses. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. Paul writes, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Right? Who am I? I am what I am by the grace of God. That's why we sang Amazing Grace this morning. And that's going to be at my funeral, all right? Sorry for talking about funerals today. I'm not going to die yet. Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And the Passion Translation puts it this way, his grace to me was not fruitless. Some of the other translations put it this way, His grace to me was not in vain. Now, who are we? These first nine verses of 1 Corinthians talks about who we are. That's what it talks about, who we are. Paul looks back to the past, and we'll do that in a moment, to define where we've come from. He looks at the present, and he looks to the future. That's why I've got a number of questions. So we're on to the second question. And I've just got three. We're on to the second one. The second question is, what were you? Who are you? What were you is my second question. Verse 2. Now, this is old language for the old people like Len. All right? Thank you. I knew you'd appreciate that, Len. Verse 2. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Now that's old language. Sanctify, what does it mean? I'll tell you. Saints, well, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but we can be saints. Three things happened in the past to make these people Christians. Now, I'm crossing over here because there is a sense and I'm still answering the first question and addressing the second. What were you? Who are you? And these points fit into those questions. Who are we? We are sanctified. We are called to be saints. And we call sanctified. And in our doctrines, we usually think about that in terms of a process. But it's also a crisis as well as a process. Now that's a bit heavy. Let me explain. For us to be sanctified, there must be a break away from the old life of unbelief and sin. There must be a break. A moving away from the old life of sin. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. Still in the book of Corinthians, but let me read 9 to 11 from chapter 6. Paul still, obviously. He says in 1 Corinthians 6, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived," he says. "The wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God." Now that's a strong word. Wicked, a strong word. "Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkard, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And here's the key verse. By the way, don't get hung up on any one individual thing there. We're all sinners in need of the grace and forgiveness of God. All of us. Who are we? We are sinners in need of the grace of God. All of us. And here's the key verse out of chapter 6. He says in verse 11, "And this is what some of you were." Right? "This is what some of you were," he says. "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." Wow. Washed? Washed? I want to ask you this morning, have you been washed? Now, my private secretary and my typist, who typed up version 3 of this sermon, or homily, Tim, this morning, said, "You better explain that, James. You better." Okay, so I do listen to her sometimes. So, what does it mean to be washed? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, what?
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all wrong, all sin. We are washed. We are made clean. Right? We are washed. Sanctified. Well, here we go. It means to be made whole. Made complete. Don't get hung up on words. It means to be made whole, made complete, made holy. Or in the Message, the verse reads this way. I love this. Believers cleaned up by Jesus and set apart for a God-filled life. How's that? A God-filled life is yours. A God-filled life? Have you been washed? Have you been made whole? Have you been cleaned up by Jesus and set apart for a God-filled life? Then this other big word, justified, made right, is my simple explanation of that word. Made right with God. Made right with God. Something decisive, something definite happens in our life. We break with our old lifestyle and we are set apart for God. Yes. Now God calls us, this other word here, to be saints. There is a call and we are saints. Who are you? You're a saint. Saint James. All right? With all his faults, and you don't have to live with him, all right? With all his faults, with you, with all your faults, God calls us, Paul calls us, saints. A decisive call to holiness, and we respond to that. Now, my last question, number three, my last, what is my future? Wow. At a time like this, if ever a question was relevant, what is my future? And it's here in the verses that we read this morning. Some may even say, is there a future? What of the future? So much uncertainty on a daily basis. COVID-19, a changing world. I have a friend in Sydney. I remember once he told someone in confidence, and they told me, which you're not supposed to do, it was a love-hate relationship. But I understood that, because I understood the person. And it's moved on from there. It is a friendship now. Now, he's an older man. He's in his 80s, so he's 10 years older than me, 10 years plus. And we had a discussion on Thursday night on the phone on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, right? Now, I don't want to go into it today, but we had a Bible study on the phone about the man of lawlessness on the march. If you know your Bible, you know what I'm talking about. There is no doubt in this changing world in which we are living, in these uncertain times, the man of lawlessness that Paul writes about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is on the march. But we won't go there. Otherwise, this won't be a homily with 3 points. But I want to mention it this morning because it is true. Changing times, challenging times, times of uncertainty, times of fear and anxiety for some people. So what of the future? The answer is given in verse 8 of our text today. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. God will keep you firm and strong to the end. Wow. Someone needs to hear that today. God will keep you firm and strong to the end. That's the promise. We can believe it. Why? I've already said it. Verse 9, because God is faithful. God will not let you down. God will not abandon you. God will not leave you. In Mark chapter 13, verse 13, it says, the one who endures to the end will be saved. Now, I got an email request on Thursday night from someone asking Jan and I to pray for them. And when I read it, I had a heavy heart. I was concerned for this couple, Salvation Army officers, young couple, Salvation Army ministers. So I phoned him, and I won't name him, I phoned him, and he unburdened himself to me and said, we're going to walk away. And I said, in calling him by name, I said, I have two words from God for you. Hold fast. Hold fast. And I said, it's in the Old Testament. Go and find it. Now, after I got off the phone, I looked it up. And you know what? I believe this is a word for someone here this morning. He will keep you strong to the end. Hold fast. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 20 says, fear the Lord your God and serve him. Hold fast to him. So, finally, let's recap. Know who you are. Know who you are. You're more than a name. You are more than a name. Remember what you were. Now, some of you know Wally Greentree. Colonel Wally Greentree's retired. He's another one of those guys who's in his 80s. I'll be there in 10 years' time. But not yet. I've got 10 years, have I? No, 9. Okay, 9 and a bit. Wally Greentree was Captain Wally Greentree when I got saved in the Salvation Army. When I became a Christian, he was a young captain. And I always remember when I became a divisional commander in 1998, and for those who don't understand Salvation Army terminology, when I became a bishop in the Salvation Army, he contacted me and said, James, don't become proud. And if there's a danger in the Salvation Army by ranks and positions, it can be that. You see, life is not about ranks or positions. But he said to me, don't become proud. And I said, Wally, no, I won't. Why? Because I remember where I came from. I remember where I came from. When I was washed, when I was forgiven, when I received this amazing grace of God. Know who you are, remember what you were, and there is a future. He will keep you strong to the end. So hold fast. I thought of a song this morning, and some of you that have been in the Salvation Army for a while will know this song. It's called There Will Be God. It's an old one, sung by Joy Webb. Derek, do you remember it? Here's a couple of lines. Mr. Google couldn't find it, or my private secretary couldn't find all the words. So I remembered some of them. Here they are. Man walks alone amidst uncertainty, in the pain, in the doubt, in the loneliness, in the struggle of right against wrong. Somewhere amidst confusion, there will be hope, there will be love, there will be God. Hear it. Hear it this morning. I said there was lots of questions. I finished with this morning. Are you washed? Are you washed? Are you sanctified? God-filled? Set apart? Are you justified? Are you right today with God? You can be. And I want you to pray with me. I want everybody to remain seated and just join in prayer before we sing our song this morning. I've just asked the question, are you washed? How do you answer that? I asked a question, are you sanctified? Are you God-filled? Are you justified? Another big word, are you right? And I said you can be today. And before we sing any words, I want to give an opportunity. If you've said no to any of those questions this morning and you would like me to pray for you, I want to ask you to stand where you are. I will not name you. All eyes will be closed. But by your very standing, you are saying this morning, God, I need to be washed. I need to be filled. I need to be right. So do it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I invite you to do it now. And I will pray for you. I will not embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. All I'm going to ask you to do is stand. I will offer a prayer. It will be a general prayer. And God will do his work. Stand now. Please stand now. God, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to be washed, to be filled, and to be right. Have your way in our lives. Fill us, wash us, make us right. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Derek, and the team. We're going to sing together the song, In Christ Alone. And I invite you to sing it and to remain seated for the first two verses. The words are on your sheet. The first two verses, remain seated and reflect as we sing. And then in these great verses, which are really an anthem, verses 3 and 4, we'll all stand together and sing it with strength and let the neighbourhood hear. Yes. Sing it.
Between each of the verses, there's a little introduction. So just wait. The first two verses, nice and reflective, and then we'll stand and really belt out the third and fourth verses.
Am I coming through on this one? All right, thank you.
Let's stand.
from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me.
No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he remain or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Amen. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. Major Sess Woodward is going to bring the benediction. And then don't forget, there is morning tea, and we look forward to sharing in fellowship and bumping elbows with you and whatever else is appropriate. By the way, there is another song there. We're not going to sing it this morning. It was relevant in terms of the faithfulness of God. So what we're going to do, Sess is going to bring the benediction. Then as you move off, way up there for morning tea, the band will just play Great is Thy Faithfulness as we conclude our worship.
The benediction's a traditional one, but again, in a different, slightly different language to explain, we so often say things over and over without thinking, what do those words really mean? So there are three lines to the benediction, and they're all asking God to bless you. At the end of each of those lines, I would like you to respond with an amen. May the Lord bless and protect you. Amen. May the Lord make his face shine on you and show his grace for you. Amen. May the Lord turn his face to focus on you and establish wholeness for every part of your life. Our God will do this. Amen.